The distinction of quality and absence of quality does not exist in the least. How shall I worship Shiva, the Absolute, who is devoid of quality and the absence of quality, who is devoid of attachment and detachment, who is of the form of ether, omniform, beyond illusion and all-pervading? Shiva, the Absolute, is ever without, white and other colors. This effect and cause are also the supreme Shiva. I am thus the pure Shiva, devoid of all doubt. O beloved friend, how shall I bow to my own self in myself? I am devoid of root and rootlessness, and am ever manifest. I am devoid of smoke and smokelessness, and am ever manifest. I am devoid of light and absence of light, and am ever manifest. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. How shall I speak of desirelessness and of desire? How shall I speak of non-attachment and attachment? How shall I speak of him as devoid of substance and insubstantiality? I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. How shall I speak of the whole which is non-dual? How shall I speak of the whole which is of the nature of duality? How shall I speak of the whole which is eternal and non-eternal? I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. It is neither gross nor subtle. It has neither come nor gone. It is white without beginning, middle, and end. It is neither high nor low. I am truly declaring the highest truth and reality. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. Know all the instruments of perception to be like ethereal space. Know all objects of perception to be like ethereal space. Know this pure one is neither bound nor free. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. My child, I am not difficult to comprehend, nor am I hidden in consciousness. My child, I am not difficult to perceive, nor am I hidden in the perceptible. My child, I am not hidden in the forms immediately near me. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. I am the fire that burns the karma of one who is beyond all karma. I am the fire that burns the sorrow of one who is beyond all sorrow. I am the fire that burns the body of one who is devoid of body. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. I am the fire that burns the sin of one who is sinless. I am the fire that burns the attributes of one who is without attributes. I am the fire that burns the bondage of one who is without bondage. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence, like the sky. My child, I am not devoid of non-existence and existence. My child, I am not devoid of unity and the absence of unity. My child, I am not devoid of mind and absence of mind. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence, like the sky. It is not my ignorance of the one beyond illusion, seems to be posited in illusion. It is not my ignorance of the griefless one, appears to be posited in grief. It is not my ignorance of the greedless one, appears to be posited in greed. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. The creeper-like growth of worldly existence is never mine. The joy of extended contentment is never mine. This bondage of ignorance is never mine. I am the nectar of knowledge, pure, homogeneous existence like the sky. The activity involved in the extension of relative existence is not a modification of myself. The gloom, which is the expansion of grief, is not a modification of myself. The tranquility which produces one's religious merit is not a modification of mine. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. I have never any action which is the cause of regret and misery. Mine is never a mind which is the product of the experience of misery. Since this egoism never is mine, I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. I am the death of the movement of the unmoving one. I am neither decision nor indecision. I am the death of sleep and wakefulness. I am neither good nor evil, neither the moving nor the unmoving. I am the death of the substance of the insubstantial. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. This self is neither knowable nor the instrument of knowing. It is neither reason nor the one to be reasoned about. It is beyond the reach of words. It is neither mind nor intelligence. How then can I speak this truth to you? I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. The supreme reality is devoid of the undivided and the divided. The supreme truth is in no way within or without. It is beyond causation. It is not attached, nor is it any substance. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. I am verily the reality, free of such blemishes as attachment. I am verily the reality, free of such blemishes as destiny. I am verily the reality, free of the grief caused by transmigratory experience. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. If there are no three planes of existence, how then can there be a fourth? If there are no three times, how then can there be quarters? The supreme reality is a state of the highest serenity. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. I have no such divisions as long or short. I have no such divisions as wide or narrow. I have no such divisions as angular or circular. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. I never had a mother, father, son, or the like. I was never born and never did I die. I never had a mind. The supreme reality is undistracted and calm. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. I am pure, very pure, beyond reason and of infinite form. I am non-attachment and attachment, beyond reason and of infinite form. I am divided and undivided, beyond reason and infinite form. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. If the supreme reality is only one and stainless, how can there be there the hosts of gods beginning with Brahma? And how can there be there the worlds of habitation such as heaven? I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. How shall I, the pure one, not this, and yet the not this that speak? How shall I, the pure one, the endless, and the end speak? How shall I, the pure one, attributeless and attributes speak? I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. I never perform the supreme action which is non-action. I am the supreme joy devoid of attachment and detachment. I am the everlasting joy devoid of body and the absence of body. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. The creation of the illusory universe is not my modification. The creation of deceit and arrogance is not my modification. The creation of truth and falsehood is not my modification. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. I am devoid of time such as twilight. I have no disjunction. I am devoid of interiorness and awakening. I am neither death nor beaut. I am thus devoid of illusion. I am not made pure by moods of mind. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. I am without master and the absence of a master. I am unperturbed. I have transcended mind and the absence of mind. I am unperturbed. Know me as unperturbed and transcendent of all. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. How shall I say that, or this is a forest or a temple? How shall I say that this is proved or doubtful? It is thus one, uninterrupted, homogeneous, calm existence. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. The Self, devoid of life and lifelessness, shines forever. Devoid of seed and seedlessness, of liberation and bondage, it shines forever. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. It shines forever, devoid of birth, mundane existence and death. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. Thou hast no name and form, even to the extent of illusion, nor any substance differentiated or undifferentiated. Why dost thou grieve, O shameless mind? I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. Why weepest thou, friend? Thou hast no old age or death. Why weepest thou, friend? Thou hast no misery of birth. Why weepest thou then, friend? There is no change for thee. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. Why dost thou weep, friend? Thou hast no natural form. Why dost thou weep, friend? Thou hast no deformity. Why dost thou weep, friend? Thou hast no age. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. Why dost thou weep, friend? Thou hast no age. Why dost thou weep, friend? Thou hast no mind. Why dost thou weep, friend? Thou hast no senses. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. Why dost thou weep, friend? Thou hast no lust. Why dost thou weep, friend? Thou hast no greed. Why dost thou weep, friend? Thou hast no delusion. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. Why do you desire affluence? You have no wealth. Why do you desire affluence? You have no wife. Why do you desire affluence? You have none which is thine own. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. Birth, in this universe of false appearances, is neither thine nor mine. This shameless mind appears as differentiated. This, devoid of difference and non-difference, is neither mine or thine. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. Thou hast not the nature of a non-attachment, in the slightest. Nor hast thou in the slightest the nature of attachment. Thou hast not even the slightest nature of desire. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. In thy mind there is neither the meditator, meditation, nor the object of meditation. Thou hast no samadhi. There is no region outside thee, nor is there any substance or time. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sun. I have told thee that all is essential. There is neither thou nor anything for me or for a great one, nor is there any teacher or disciple. The Supreme Reality is natural and exists in its own way. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence like the sky. If I, the Supreme of the nature of sky, alone exist, how can there be here the Supreme Truth, which is blissful reality? How can there be here the Supreme Truth, which is not of the nature of bliss? And how can there be here the Supreme Truth, of the nature of knowledge and intuition? Know the one who is consciousness and devoid of fire and air. Know the one of the nature of consciousness who is devoid of earth and water. Know the one of the nature of consciousness who is devoid of coming and going. I am neither the nature of the void nor the nature of the non-void. I am neither the pure nature nor of impure nature. I am neither form nor formlessness. I am the Supreme Reality of the form of its own nature. Renounce the world in every way. Renounce renunciation in every way. Renounce the poison of renunciation and of non-renunciation. The Self is pure, immortal, natural and immutable. I am the nectar of knowledge, homogeneous existence, like the sky. This was a reading from the Avadhuta Gita of Dattatreya. Thank you.